Hey everyone, Gary here.
What's up, Voices friends? Kyle here as well.
Yes, we got both of us on the show today because you go.
I was just going to say that must mean that there's something big happening if we're both here together.
Yeah, I know. And that is actually true because here's the news we want to share with you. You could do a drum roll if you want. If you're in your car, it might be a little dangerous. But Kyle and I have decided after some talking this over that we are going to move on from the project called The Voices Podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, Voices has been an amazing thing for our spiritual journeys for the past year plus. I know for me it was super formative to get to work through a lot of these conversations and get to talk to a lot of you who are listeners about how you're engaging with this. But as we've talked about in the podcast, where life is a journey, it takes you lots of places and sometimes there are transitions. And so for us, this is one of those transitions.
Yeah. So we, obviously there's one side of us that's like bummed about it because we've really enjoyed doing this project together. It's been a way that Kyle and I have stayed connected on the journey. And we've had legit guests on here, Pete Enns, Tony Jones, Ryan Meeks, who else? Lauren Shields. We had the Hewerts on here, both Chris and Felina. Like we had some amazing guests on here. I don't even know why they said yes to us, but they did because we are not cool or big. But so there's that side where we've loved the work we've got to put out there into the world. And, but at the same time, we are kind of like in this place of looking at our lives. And, if you don't know, I live in Seattle. Kyle lives in the Bay Area, and trying to do this project together, it takes a lot more time and work than you might think. It's like, oh, don't you just get a podcast out, like hit record? It's like, no, there's actually like a whole other process involved with really getting this out with quality and all that. And just after some conversations, we just were like, based on the number of patrons we have, and that it's not like we have this massive, humongous following. And then also maybe the biggest thing is we're just kind of recognizing that there are quite a few people and podcasts doing this kind of work already that we think like, I don't know, it's like an inundated field of work. And while it's a lot of fun, I feel like there are lots of places that you listeners can go to get the same kind of content and be on the same kind of journey. So we kind of just felt all those factors together meant it's time for us to kind of turn the corner and move on and maybe pursue some other stuff in our lives. So
part of the reason for recording this podcast is because this is not like, oh my gosh, it's over today, this is the last episode. There will be probably at least one more episode that comes out. So yes, you'll get one more taste of the Voices podcast. But we wanted to make sure that we ended really well and we didn't just like stop posting episodes and 6 months later, everyone is like, wait, are they posting anything new or are they done? Like what happened? We want to make sure that we, as we wrap up this section of our journey, that we make sure to provide a bunch of resources on places where we'll be continuing the journey and where you can continue this journey to reimagining faith with us and with other people as well. Because that was, our biggest vision behind the podcast to begin with was how do we find new ways to think about spirituality? And how do we connect people to resources? And so just because our podcast is in doesn't mean that we want to stop doing that. So part of what we wanted to do today was provide a bunch of places where you can go to, it's a lot of people that we look up to a lot in our own journeys.
Yeah, so we'll just kind of list them off here for you. So some of them, I'm sure all of you listeners already listened to a few of these, like The Liturgist, Science Mike, The Robcast. Those ones are, I think, pretty the most popular doing this kind of work. And then a few others that we think you should tune into are, if you haven't tuned into The Bible for Normal People with Pete Enns, that one is for all of you that are like Bible nerds and you really want to dig into the scriptures and kind of get maybe a little bit more, a better understanding of the history, context, and how this book came to be. Then I would say his is phenomenal for that kind of a resource. What else we got there, Kyle?
Well, I was gonna say the Deconstructionists are another really good one that they do a good job of helping take what for me sort of feels like some of these first steps into like deconstructing and reconstructing, because even though the name is the Deconstructionists, they do have this posture of trying to build something up. And so I know that's a great place if you're like, especially if some of our episodes seemed a little bit edgy, the Deconstructionist is a great place to go to have a lot of really good resources. And those two guys, they care so much about helping to lead people on a journey like this as well.
Yeah. And then the last one that I would add is one that I've most recently been listening to. We were actually going to get him on our show, and then it was actually the week prior to me interviewing him was when Kyle and I decided we're going to turn the corner on the show here. But it's the Humanize Me podcast with Bart Campolo. So he just released a book with his dad, who is a really big evangelical kind of preacher guy, Tony Campolo, a book called, what's it called again? Why I Stayed, Why I Left. So it's a conversation between an evangelical pastor and his humanist son, Bart, who runs this podcast called Humanize Me. So I would really recommend that one. There's some really great conversations on there. And then finally, you guys probably have heard the influence that Eastlake has had on our journey, Ryan Meeks. His episode was by far our most popular episode on every platform, like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, statistics of like listens. So we would encourage you to check out their resources that they have on their website and follow along with their podcast. Actually, Bart Campolo just spoke there, so you could actually hear him or watch him on their Vimeo account. So we just want to say like
this. And they also have a wonderful resource.
No, go. Yeah, go.
I was just gonna say they also have like wonderful resources. If you like are not in the Seattle Bothell area and can't like physically go to their church, they still have ways where you can participate online. And so they're actually, it seems like they're pioneering something really cool with like online campuses. So if you are someone like me who lives not in the greater Seattle area and can't go, but thinks that church is full of like really cool stuff that's really headed somewhere great, there's a lot of ways to participate online there as well.
Yep. Yeah. So we want to say like, thank you so much for being on this journey with us for the past year. We're so glad to have been a part, a little blip on the radar for you in your deconstruction, reconstruction, reimagining. And I don't know, anything else you want to say, Kyle?
Well, I was just going to say that just because this podcast is over does not mean that Gary and I are done journeying through faith and life and trying to figure out what all this means. So if we're still going to be super active on our own like Instagrams. So if you're like, I'm done with this podcast, but I want to make sure that I'm still interacting with people, you're more than welcome to reach out to us personally or me personally, I guess, definitely. But yeah, we're just really grateful that you guys were on this journey with us and excited to see where you go next.
Yes, me too. I'm not that cool to where I wouldn't be able to reply to you via other things. But so yeah, here's what we'll do. Let's end it there. But by saying, be on the lookout for one final episode where I will actually get to share my story. It might be that we grab one of our previous guests and do a reverse where they interview me for the show. Or it might just be like a repost of a couple of interviews or an interview that I've done with some other shows. And you'll kind of get to hear, I guess, one last kind of word from me, one of the co-hosts of The Voices. So thanks for tuning in with us. And see y'all on the other side.